The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Today we're broadcasting live from New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food Limited. It's always a good time when we're here. I'm like outside the store today. It is majorly hot and we're going to try to just keep cool and make sure that we can keep the show going. We'll be talking with Jamal Monker here in a few. If you have questions about what in your diet you could change, what could affect your health and alleviate some problems, be sure to line those up. You can send me text messages at 422-4796. I think we can also take phone calls at 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. All right, we're going to wait on Jamal, and until we get a chance to talk to him, we're going to be talking about national events. So, in case you missed it, in today's Nassau Guardian, there's a story about the FNM having a big fight after its Golden Isles Constituency Association meeting to elect officers got out. Sorry, it's not funny. When the meeting got out, let me backtrack. During the meeting, there were supporters for former FNM leader Dr. Hubert Minnis, and there were supporters for current FNM leader Michael Pintard. So what's been happening is that despite what he says publicly, it appears that a faction who supports Minnis is still trying to ingratiate themselves on the constituency association level. The word is, I haven't heard this from him, but the word is that Minnis isn't ruling out a comeback, and therefore he still wants his people in place in the FNM, even if it's not to be leader, although, again, I hear that hasn't been ruled out. Even if it's not to be leader, it's to still wield influence in the party. The problem with that is twofold. The problem with that is Pintard's there, and they want to give Pintard a chance to show that he has the chops to be leader and take the party into a general election. But Pintard may or may not last that long. You do also have a strong contender in Dr. Duane Sands. There's a lot of will he, won't he with Adrian Gibson in terms of will he resign his Long Island seat, which would open up an avenue for Dr. Sands to get in the House of Assembly. You may or may not know, but Dr. Sands' family is from Long Island, long time, you know, ingratiated into Dedman's Key, and therefore that's an avenue for him as well. So it's not such a simple equation if Minnis did want to come back. So in any event, whether he's decided he's going to come back or not, what's real is supporters of his have been going to constituency association meetings and trying to influence people to back people that Minnis is back. And this happened in Killarney, where Minnis is the MP, and at the Golden Isles Association meeting at Gerald Cash Primary School Tuesday night, it happened again. And then there are people who just want to see the back of Minnis as far away as possible. And these people are backing Pintard for the time being, and they just don't want to hear about Minnis, period. Not wielding influence, not mounting a comeback, not a possible future. And some of them are vocal about it. And during the meeting at Gerald Cash, I am told, those who supported Minnis were vocal, and those who opposed Minnis and support Pintard were just as vocal. When the meeting got out, they were going to the parking lot. One of the guys who was talking disparagingly about Minnis in the meeting was walking off when one of the guys who was speaking up in favor of Minnis in the meeting started swearing at him, according to eyewitness accounts. I've talked to more than two people. Okay? They say the Minnis supporter started swearing at the Pintard supporter. The Pintard supporter started swearing right back. So, big cuss out in the parking lot of Gerald Cash Primary School. Super mature stuff for a decades-old political organization. I guess the cussing triggered some violence. The Minnis supporter rushes the Pintard supporter, starts beating him in his head. Word is, they got to pull the Minnis supporter off of the Pintard supporter. They're holding him back. They're cussing back and forth. The Pintard supporter reportedly didn't fight back. The Minnis supporter breaks free again, proceeds to keep beating the guy in his head. Now, I don't know. I'll say this. That don't sound like a strictly, I like Minnis, you like Pintard thing. That sounds like there's been friction in the party for some time, and this thing is just getting heated up to the point where I just don't like you. I wanted to freak out on you previously, and now I have the opportunity to do it. So, in any event, the guy breaks free again, starts beating on the Pintard supporter again. And finally, they got to pull him off, and the guy who was getting beat on, he leaves. He goes to Princess Margaret Hospital and waits for the doctor. Doctor tells him he's got a ruptured eardrum, busted cheekbone. His face is swollen. There's fluid leaking out of his ear. And I have the actual referral report from Princess Margaret Hospital A&E. And I'm not making any of this up. I'm telling you what the doctors at Princess Margaret Hospital found. And they gave him the referral report to refer him to the ear, nose, and throat clinic for the eardrum and to the dental clinic for the busted cheekbone. The guy who got beat on, he went to Carmichael Road Police Station, and my understanding is he filed a criminal complaint. I have not seen this criminal complaint, but Dr. Duane Sands has said that criminal complaint has been filed, and the FNM is also launching an internal investigation. So how this works is the police take the complaint, they go to the hospital, pick up the report, and then they do their own investigation, call whoever they need to call in, X, Y, Z. This is a really, really bad look for the FNM. It's disgraceful. And I think that sooner rather than later, the party's going to have to reckon with what this friction that's been continuing since November, when Pintard took over, is doing to the party and the party in the eyes of the public. Because from where I'm sitting, a lot of people are going, y'all aren't ready to step into the fray like this. Not with all this internal shenanigans going on. You guys are going to have to get your house in order. Now, I don't know what Michael Pintard's chess strategy is or is not. But he's going to have to step up, in my estimation. And you're going to have to take control of the reins of the FNM, you and Sands together. And you guys are going to have to take some drastic action about some people who are in your party. You got your constitution. You got your rule book. You're going to have a meeting of the council tonight at Mackey Street headquarters. you guys are going to have to stop playing tiddlywinks. You're going to have to get serious about this. You guys are trying to prepare to get into the seat of government. If your supporters are fighting each other or assaulting one another outside of sanctioned FNM meetings, you're going to have a problem. I don't know that you want to call police to monitor a meeting of people who are in the same party, but that's where this is headed. So my suggestion would be to you, to Michael Pintard, I'm speaking to go DEFCON 3. Yeah? I think it's time. I think you've played the statesman for nearly a year now, and the diplomat. Now you gotta play leader. All right? Fix what's going on. Understand what you will and will not countenance as the leader of your party, and make that known to all and sundry, because people are only going to do what you they think they could get away with doing. You wasn't going to be doing none of that with me at leader. You could know better than that. I got you locked up. Everyone. Anyway, we're at New Life Vegetation Cell Food, and we're going to be talking with Jamal Monker. I know he's waiting for me, but I had to get that out there. Listen, don't get mad at me. I wrote the story. I researched it. I'm talking about it on my show. I didn't make it up. I ain't set nobody and nobody else. Don't get mad at me. This is y'all party. Y'all fighting each other outside the building. This is your wife. I'm just documenting it. But if I'm giving advice, Pintard, I'm going to say, go DEFCON 3. Go play war games. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We'll be talking with Jamal Monker at New Life. Stay tuned.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Hello? Keisha, you something else, boy.
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred. Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine, because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you got to get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say, I'm not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are here today at New Life, New Vegetation Cell Food, Natural Vegetation Cell Food, and we're speaking with Jamal Monker, who's looking dapper as always. You, your wife has dressed you in. No, you dress yourself. Looking dapper as always. We got a lot of great products going on here. What's really interesting is yesterday I was talking with Ms. Yang, who does the herbal supplements for your health. And what I said to her, I was like, well, you don't just tell them come and take a supplement and that fixes it. She's like, no, it's got to be the diet. And the exercise has got to be a part of it, too. And that's the same thing that you talk about. You got to have all the components going, and that's what New Life is for. I'll make a confession. I'm doing intermittent fasting, but I just ate, like, a huge pastry from the patty shop. I feel terrible about myself. So what help me eat some collation, right? Yeah. I can feel it sticking to me right now.
Yeah, you're going to feel good. Good afternoon, Bahamas. I'm here with Juan today. Home. Home sweet home.
Absolutely. This is beautiful. All right. So we're going to talk about some things. If you've got questions for Jamal, you can send them to us. He's shown us such great stuff about products that will help us. Let me show you something. I was just on Eleuthera, right? And what I found so amazing about Eleuthera is the foliage is all over, right? And it's bush, but there's vegetation in the bush. So where you see, like, whatever this is over here, that there's nothing going on. It just grows up, right? There's so many different types of things going on just on the side of the road. We'd stop, pick some fruits and everything like that.
It reminds me, I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago in astronomy, the scientists took a picture of a blank patch of sky, and it appears with a naked eye to be just a blank, dark spot. But when they analyzed the photos, they found in that one slot thousands and thousands of galaxies in that one blank spot of photo. Right. And ironically, before you came here, me and one of the staff here, he was just pointing in that bush. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know how much medicine over there? You know how much food, wild callaloo?
Okay.
In there, in that bush?
Right. You wouldn't know.
You have to analyze it like the scientists.
Right.
You have the scientists. But, you know, it's innate. And it's something that our ancestors did, and we just need to reconnect to that. Mm-hmm. We've lost that.
Absolutely. So, listen, what I want to talk about, and I know you have some things you want to talk about. I want to talk about how to get people on a baseline, starting to get themselves together. You know, we got this high blood pressure. We got this sugar going on, right? You got heart disease happening. You got people who are just obese. You got liver issues. So many kidney problems, you know? So many things that are going on. If I'm coming to you now, I'm going, look, man. Well, if I were coming to you 6 years ago before I started trying to get healthy, I would have said, this would have been my story. I'd have been like, Mr. Monker, I feel terrible. Right? I'm 40 years old. I feel like a 60-year-old. You know, I'm 90 pounds overweight. Right. You know, my kids run around. I'm tired after 2 minutes. I go climb the flight of stairs at work. I'm out of breath. Right. Yeah. Exactly. I feel tired all the time. I'll sleep all night. Wake up, I'm tired. Right? What do I do? Oh, this is food too? Good. All right, I can erase the pastry. Yeah. I can deal with that right now. Yeah. So, so you know, and I want to not only feel better, I want to feel like I'm alive, right? And I want to live. That's what I want. Like, what do you tell me when we start? I know you do the consultation.
Yeah.
I know you do one-on-one, but how do we start?
Well, the first thing one is, you have to do like an incremental deduction. A lot of people, they're not going to just cold turkey because food is a drug.
No, it's crazy good. Yeah. What is this?
I hit you, huh?
What is this?
That's some sea moss with some cinnamon.
Really?
Sea moss shake.
Kermit, come try this.
Some sea moss shake. Yeah, that hit you.
That that hit hard. That got a kick, right? Yeah.
Good distraction.
That'll wake you up.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Solid, eh? Want some more?
So going to the gym.
No?
Going to the gym and...
right.
You know, just that's something you could have. You know, a shake, a nice protein shake.
Like cream of wheat.
A cream of wheat?
Yeah.
You got like honey in there?
Call it... No, agave. Call it cream of strong, because it ain't gonna make it weak. It ain't like cream of wheat. That's cream of strong.
The sea moss. So sea moss, cinnamon, agave. So what's the sea moss? Tell us about the sea moss.
The sea moss has a tsunami of minerals. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're struggling from the flu, if the body run down, remember now, the body thrives on nutrition. And so when there's a deficiency because of, you know, you're not eating enough, supplementing it, you have you know, any number of degenerative diseases start to develop. But when you replenish those minerals that has been depleted, you know, that's how the body sustains itself. And the sea moss, it does just that. It replenish minerals that has been used up. And so, you know, if you use up all your calcium, all your zinc, all your potassium, your magnesium, your iron, your iodine, your phosphorus, if you use all these minerals on a daily basis, but you're not getting it in food, you're talking about one cup that's going to just give you a rush of nutrients. And that's why it's a flagship. It's a product that resonates with so many people.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
Like, well, the other day I had like a crazy headache and I couldn't get rid of it. I took like Panadol and it wouldn't go away. And someone was like, you need to take some magnesium.
Yes.
And I didn't. Yeah. But is that something that...
Yeah, magnesium is good for pain. Okay. It addresses the nerve. Anytime you're dealing with nerve and muscle, you're dealing with magnesium. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes headache originates in the gut. Mm-hmm. And it's telling us that the gut flora...
Really?
...is compromised. Yeah, yeah. Every single disease manifests in the gut. Mm-hmm. Exception of a trauma, of course.
Right.
But the gut is the catalyst, is the vehicle that determine if your body is going to be healthy or not. Because whatever the gut receive is either going to nourish you or it's going to harm you. Ultimately, it's going to undermine your body. So if your gut flora is in a position to absorb or assimilate minerals or nutrients, remember that every single thing that enters your body enters through the gut. That is absorbed into the bloodstream and ends up in the brain. And so the gut has something called the enteric nervous system. That gives the brain directives. It doesn't ask the brain for permission. So it needs that autonomous power because it needs to make good decision. Because if the gut make a mistake and allow poison into the bloodstream, it's going to affect the brain, it's going to affect the whole body.
Right.
So your gut, and a lot of us have a leaky gut because, you know, the lactose, the gluten,
right.
The type of hazardous acidic food that is interfering with our flora, and then we're not eating enough fiber. So you talk about somebody that has hypertension or diabetes or that want to change the trajectory of their health, oftentimes we forget. A lot of persons are pre-diabetic. You go to the doctor say, okay, Juan, no, I haven't put it on you. okay, yeah. Okay, you are pre-diabetic or you are pre-hypertension. What does that mean? That means you're on the borderline.
I am.
Okay, but for somebody who are pre, the doctor says, oh, you're pre-hypertensive, you're pre-diabetic. That means that you are on the borderline, you're walking on eggshells, you're on the borderline of becoming a full-fledged diabetic patient, a full-fledged hypertensive patient. Now, what is the catalyst? What is the propellant force that is pushing you from being a healthy person to a pre-diabetic to a full diabetic? And so when you get that diagnosis, it doesn't address causation that brought you to the point. Now, you could say hereditary or you had a genetic predisposition, but there are triggers that can trigger this genetic factor that caused you to become hypertensive because granny had it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So what I'm saying to you is there are some things that we can do, that we can control so that we do not become a full-fledged hypertensive, we call it a silent killer, that ultimately leads to stroke, thrombosis, and all these different things in the body. So we can begin the process. Now, a lot of people are not going to cold turkey. So what we do at New Life is we work up people where they are, and we look at their situation. If your pressure 200 over yeah, you're the threshold of the purpose of yeah exactly. So we're not gonna do no incremental dosage.
Right.
Now hold up now. Yeah. I love the fact that you're doing the intermittent fasting.
Right. Yeah.
Well, but all of us do that. We
what happens is if you don't have food prepared for when you're
out
the window,
stuff,
eat whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And it could be whatever.
It has to be an oil. It has to be balanced. Right. So I like the fact that you're doing that. So when we see persons with hypertension, it's very dangerous because it affects so much part of your body. And most persons with hypertension, we find that they have gout. Yeah, because uric acid, a lot of red meat. And so what is this problem in the Bahamas? Why we can't arrest it? Well, I can tell you.
Hi.
Hello. A tradition. Our culture.
Right.
If you go to the regattas, if you go to homecoming, if you go to the gathering, you will see flower cake.
Right.
Let's just and I'm from Kid Island.
Right.
So what's in flower cake? Margarine.
Right.
What is margarine? Woo.
You
want to have that discussion or not? Okay, so that's just one of the things. Now, I'm not saying don't eat flour cake. I'm not saying don't support the people who are trying to make a living. What I'm saying to you, it have to be a balance. You cannot have more flour, more rice in your diet than organic vegetables.
vegetables should be the predominant factor on your plate. That's what constitutes a plate. You should have at least 50% vegetables on your plate, 25% protein, and 20% fruits, because you need the fruits, the sugar, you need the natural sugar, you need the seasonal fruits. And then the grain, not G-R-E-E-N, G-R-A-I-N, grain, should be a measly 5%. 5%. So what the mistake vegans does, and I did it in my embryonic stages, where we would have the same mentality when we was eating meat and when we was eating a bunch of rice, and we bring it into the vegan world. So you look on our plate, loaded with pasta, loaded with rice, loaded with quinoa, and we assume, because they're natural, that it's okay to eat all these carbs. But those flavonoids, bioflavonoids, carotenoids, those are powerful antioxidants that fight free radicals, that prevents cancer, the food is the medicine, you know, mm-hmm. and the food is what prevents. I don't care how much vitamin C tablet you bring to me. That's not going to be more bioavailable to your body than eating an orange or eating an apple. Correct. You know what I'm saying? Eating some canep, some juju, right. some cocoa plum.
Let me show you something, because I noticed this with my kids, right? So I preach this nutrition all day to them, da-da-da-da-da, you know, this I should live, I lost weight, da-da-da-da-da. And all that goes out the window when sugar gets into the equation. So, and I think this is what it is with adults. Because I see it with my children, and I think that we've been through it so long. They're addicted to sugar. Sugar makes them happy. How do you combat that?
What you have to do is you have to analyze your kids, their diet, and you have to look at each individual child. And you have to see what they love. You love pizza. You love cheese. You love dairy, a lot of dairy baked product. You love sugary stuff. Okay. So we're going to see how we can fashion something and trick you. So I give you pizza, but it's going to be made with some chickpea flour. But it's going to be so tasty that the health is going to be the side effect. The taste is what's going to drive them. And that's how New Life was able to accomplish that. What we did was we said, you know what? Food is a drug, and people are addicted to taste. You can't give somebody something bland and expect them to crave it. We want people to crave what we have, the same way how you go to one of those fast food places and say, "Boy, I feel like eating some. I feel like eating some."
You know, I was thinking about that. Not to cut you off. I was thinking about that. Like last time I was here, y'all got to give me quinoa. I didn't even like quinoa, right? And I was driving by, and I was like, "What if they got the quinoa?" You know, my wife made me quinoa, but I don't want that.
And when we do the quinoa, what we do is we cook it in a way where you are getting a lot of vegetables with it, so you're getting that balance that I speak about. You're getting the quinoa, but you're getting a lot of vegetables with it. You're getting a lot of flavor in it that drives this nutritional force that we're trying to accomplish.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back. We're here at New Life. We're talking with Jamal Monker. We're trying to get your health right, trying to get you straight. He has, like, some food here in front of me, so I'm going to go deal with that here shortly. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
To think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
You you do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
To the revolution here on Guardian Radio. We're at New Life here, and I keep saying New Life, but I'm saying where we at. We're at New Life here at the
East Street Independence Business Park.
All right, you can't miss it. It's right off the roundabout going south. You got before you hit the light, you take that right, and you come in, and they're about four stores down. You got New Life right here. I just someone out walking out with a loaf of bread. I wasn't even aware. Yeah. I've been here several times, and I wasn't aware you make bread.
Yeah, we make bread based on orders. You could order them, and then we could do that rolls. We also do catering and stuff like that.
Right. Now, we got calls. I'm going to eat first. Yeah. You guys make this?
Yeah, we make
the everything
bread,
on it?
Everything. Yeah. We make the sauce.
Okay. So I got some dope-looking sliders right here. Yeah, you hold that. I'm going to eat. Are these the same thing? Or are these different?
That's chickpea. That's a chickpea burger.
This is chickpea and mushroom. Chickpea and mushroom. Yeah. All right, we're going to start with the chickpea.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You can't fake that.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'm someone, I don't like you to lie to me. Oh, it's a fish burger, but it's something else. That tastes like fish.
That's, and you remember we talk about how we can get children to buy into this?
Mm-hmm.
If we can create these type of flavor, that can remind them of things that you would like them to come off.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
It's all vegan.
All vegan.
Bread.
Yeah. Everything is made in
house. Oh, sorry. We got to get it.
Yeah. Everything is, yeah. Everything is made in house.
How you make the bread?
It's made from spelt.
Spelt?
Yeah.
Okay. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeast and all this too, yeah.
Yeah, they use nutritional yeast. They use...
You want a piece from me? I feel bad. I'm eating it. You don't want... Yeah. You want to try it? You?
The mushroom. You like mushroom?
Yeah. Take a bite. Have that.
Yeah.
Get the chickpea in there. Get it all. Take like a full bite. Hold on.
Before I speak, let me. Because I know you're going to interrupt my...
Let me try it.
Yeah.
All right. It's got a nice grilled onion on there, too.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's hard to contain. That's fantastic. Tastes like a burger. You like that? They like fish, right?
Mushroom burger.
Oh, man. That's finger licking. My God. You made it right here? Y'all made it just for me?
Everything else. That's for you. That's a mini boy.
Y'all don't sell this?
Nah, what we should have done was we should have given it to you after your chelation shot. Because you're going to give you a sour taste.
Y'all have to put this on the menu.
It is on the menu.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, mushroom burger and chickpea burger.
My God. You changing my mind. You should have brought this out last time. I'd have been in here 3 days a week.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's delicious. Oh, my God. You got a call, Kermit? I'll do a call. Let's go so we can hear the call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello, Warren. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Great. You can hear me? Hello?
I'm losing you there. Hold on one moment. Is it me? Am I too close?
You could hear me now?
All right, we got you. Go ahead.
Good day. I see you on library remote. You keep and you fight in your face. But you would have said something earlier about, and it's so unfortunate that you would have, I'm an F&M by the way, and I was at that meeting, and this notion about a Menace supporter and a Pentagon supporter, that is a bunch of rubbish. Okay? We are all F&M. We are under one tent, and that's how we do it. It is so interesting that people, our party business, could be end up in the hands of the media consistently. All right? If you want a full story, if you want the correct story, I think you should do an interview with some other person. Because what transpired at that meeting happened between two individuals who will have a civil matter and has nothing to do with the financial movement. And so it's very dishonest that this news could come out like that to try to damage the reputation of former prime minister and leader and the current leader of this party. That did not happen. And so
okay.
I saw the headlines this morning. I'm not saying that the free national movement doesn't have their issues and problems. I'll be lying if I said it publicly. But what is being said and out there to paint a picture as people go around and cause problems at meetings, it is totally wrong. And it's disingenuous for the story to be aired in this manner. Very much so.
Okay, we're gonna disagree. I stand by my reporting.
You can disagree as much as you want, but I was there.
I do.
And I can tell you what happened. But I understand why you're doing what you're doing and who you are connected to do why you're doing. But you need to get the full story. You are disingenuous for doing this.
If you feel like that,
that's
you're what your feelings.
You gotta do better. Do better.
I'm actually
do better.
On top
you are the
game.
That is great on radio.
You know, they be calling your name too, dude. And that's a whole cohort sending voice notes and fomenting disagreement in the F&M. Like, they call your homeboy name first, and then your name, and then the lady's name. So I don't think anyone's shocked that you're calling her trying to, like, discredit what I'm talking about. But I'm certified out here on this road with journalism. They're going to believe me before you. Trust and believe. We got another call? No? All right. He just wanted to get that out. It's all right. It's politics. It's part of life. Like salt and baked goods and Guinness in the Bahamas. All right. We got a couple of... text messages. This says, we got another caller? Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Walt. I'm
how you doing?
That Mr. Wade Watson would get this message. He's the MP for the Bain and Grandstown. If he can see to it that Peter Street East, where Minnis Gas Station is located, that road can be paved. It has been like that for years. That's the worst street in Nassau. Please speak with Mr. Wade Watson, and I know you will get this message.
Which street is that? I didn't catch it.
That's Bain and Grandstown. Peter Street East. It's right on the corner there with Minnis Gas Station.
Peter Street.
Yes.
All right, I got you.
Thank
I'll put it out
so
there.
Much.
He's paving.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. Come on down to New Life, natural vegetation, cell food. That mushroom burger's out of this world. I feel unprofessional now.
If you'd like to...
I'm burping. All right, we can take a break. We're here with Jamal Monker, and we'll be talking more about New Life. If you want to read up about what went down outside the F&M meeting, check out the NassauGuardian.com. And you can get all the details. I stand by every word I wrote. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I see lots of texts about the FNM thing. We're gonna. How's it going, bro? All right. We're gonna not deal with that, but deal with what's going on at New Life. I'll say this: if you doubt what I'm saying, I have no issue with that. I stand by what I write. If you see my name on a story that appears in the Nassau Guardian, just know that that's been triple and quadruple sourced and checked. All right, and I stand by every word that is printed. If you have a problem with that, and you want to dispute reality after I've talked to numerous people who I find to be quite reputable about what happened, then I don't know that I can help you with that. If you want to call and get a shot in, that's understandable. It's embarrassing. I'd be ashamed as well that anyone I was associated behaved in such a manner. But it's just what it is. Okay, so what to do is text me, because we're having trouble hearing the callers outside. So if you'd like to text me, if you have any questions for Jamal Monker here at New Life, 422-4796, 422-4796. You can text it to us. All right. So we were talking about trying to get a baseline of feeling better, having a better life. Let's talk about some of the products. What are some of the products you say you must have when you're dealing with it? I know CMOS is one of them.
Yeah, and I like that approach, the question. Firstly, let me say, when Dr. Sabi first came to the Bahamas and we introduced the Bahamian people to Dr. Sabi's products, it was such a strong support, overwhelming support and response that we got. We did consultation, we spoke to people, but the challenge was we would tell the people what to eat, what not to eat, and persons would not know. Quinoa was new, amaranth was new, teff was new, fonny was new. How do I prepare these food? This is like a new whole new arena. The food tastes bland. How do I make this work? And where do I source it? At the time, it was nobody. And that's why we started bringing in the grocery items. And that is why we opened a deli. Because now, with my wife and other team being trained, Dr. Sabi showing them how to reproduce and how to create gourmet dishes that is so tasty on the palate. So we say, you know what? It's difficult for me to tell someone in consultation, eat healthy, when they can't find the food and they don't know how to prepare the food.
Right.
And so that's the first thing. The second thing is, right now in the Bahamas, there's a concern for me because there's a this proliferation of diabetes, non-communicable diseases. And it's just exploding. I remember in 2012, the then Minister of Health, Dr. Perry Gomez, at COB, he made a statement. He said, diabetes is officially an epidemic in the Bahamas. That's 2012. This is 2000, almost 12 years later, right?
Yeah.
It's getting much worse, much worse.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is I've pride myself in the work that No Life Natural and this team, this message, the premise that we have done over the last 13 years to stem or to push back against the scourge of diseases. Now, when we look at, like, for instance, the CMOS you asked about, the CMOS remove mucus, it burns fat. By the way, Bahamas, last I checked, was number six in the world of 7 people. The Bahamas was six for obesity. Think about that for a second. Let that resonate.
I think we're number two in the region.
That's crazy. So the sea moss, it burns fat. How it does that? It has something called bladder rock, Fucus vesicosus, scientifically. And what this does is this strengthens the thyroids by giving it natural iodine, which controls and regulates metabolism, sleep, fertility, energy. All of these different things is controlled by the thyroid gland. And so because the sea moss stimulate and nourishes the thyroid gland through the natural composition of iodine, you will find that person will lose weight now. Because you will see somebody, oftentimes I do a consultation, somebody's overweight or what we call obese, and they would say, don't judge me. I eat salad all day, but I can't lose the weight. Really? I go to the gym, I sign up with this membership, I can't lose the weight. It's not because the person is a glutton or they overeat. It's because their hormones, like there's a chemical imbalance, and their thyroids, their metabolism is not regulated. So it needs to be recalibrated. The sea moss does that. It recalibrates the metabolism. And so you'll find you just throw the weight off naturally.
I think that may be a lot of people's problem, and that's why a lot of people find it difficult to even shed the weight, and they find that, well, I'm not going to lose weight. I might as well eat what I want, yada, yada, yada. And then they have that imbalance in hormones.
It's an imbalance in hormones, and that could resonate in so much different ways of your life. And imbalance hormones could affect you as a man. It could affect your mammary gland as a woman. You could be more prone to scalp mammary cancers and stuff like that, hormonal cancer. So when there's an imbalance, it's just that, an imbalance.
Right.
And this is often caused from nutritional deficiency, which we call essential nutrients, is lacking. Remember, essential nutrients are essential because you can't live without it. The only thing more important in your body, like I said on the last show, the only thing more important to your body than essential nutrients is water and the air we breathe. So essential nutrients are essential to life. If you eat something that does not have essential nutrients, you're going to run out or you're going to dwindle and you're going to be in problem. Remember, the body can't make them. The body can't make essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids, omega-3, omega-6, omega-9, they have to be ingested in the form of food. And so if the food is lacking these essential nutrients, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to have imbalanced hormones. You're going to have issues with losing weight. You're going to have erectile dysfunction. You see what I'm saying? All these things happen because of the lifestyle, the environmental factors, stressors, excitotoxins in sugar. We talk about sugar. All of these, there's an imbalance. So when you look at the sea moss now, it strengthens, it regulates, it renovates. And so once you have something that renovates your body, I'm talking about potassium, zinc, iodine for the thyroid, it burns fat. The bladder rock removes dead cells out of the body. It promotes perspiration. It's a mild diuretic. So it burns fat, it takes the dead cells, and you urinate it out the system, or you sweat it out of the system. And that is why it's so powerful, and people love it.
And it's something you really could use as like a daily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have he's got the sea moss with the ginger and agave in it, and that's really good.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm gonna try to take some of that, let my kids try it, see if ginger lemonade jello. It's really good. All right, now we got the chelation, right? Oh. Now, I know it's lunchtime, but not too long ago, I had a colonoscopy, right? And I've been taking the chelation for a while. I don't know if that's the sole reason. I'm just clean as a whistle.
You know what's so crazy? Oftentimes, these enemas and these are laxative. They remove healthy probiotics, and they disrupt the gut flora, the gut biome. And they remove essential potassium out of the system because, you know, it runs the body, gives you diarrhea. And so it does more harm than good to the system. We fashion the chelation in a way where it doesn't remove potassium. It doesn't remove those healthy bacteria. But it strengthens your gut flora. It strengthens the area. It doesn't give you a diarrhea. As a matter of fact, when we got the chelation analyzed in a laboratory, an FDA-approved laboratory in Florida, because all these products, by the way, has been analyzed in an FDA-approved lab because we shipped to the U.S., so we had to go. It was an expensive undertaking, but it was necessary. Yeah. So when we look at the constituents of the chelation have iron in it. It have fiber. So you're going to get the fiber. You're going to get the iron. But at the same time, it's not going to remove those potassium, like those enemas and those laxatives. It disrupts the gut, causes leaky gut, and it harms the body. So you're cleansing, but at the same time, it's adding and strengthening the colon, promoting peristalsis in the lower colon.
Excellent.
That's very important.
So you need that. You need that to get. And it's not something you take all the time. It's just.
No, but it's relative to your diet. If you make chelation and you go right back to the bad habits, you know. So like I said, you can do incremental reduction. You can say, "Boy, I cut no dairy this week, this month. Next month, I'll cut out starches and all these processed food." And so you do it, and as your body starts to respond now, the body starts to say, "Okay, let me give you some more energy." Because now you're doing some things right. Let me see if this just you just put up a front, or are you serious with this?
Right.
And if you're serious with this, I have a secret. I have a treat for you. And so the body starts to respond. So if you eat more fiber, guess what? See, the chelation shouldn't be used as a crutch. Oh, I eat bad, man. I eat this cake. I could do. I get a new life tomorrow to get some chelation. So you use us as a crutch.
Right.
We don't want you that. We want your body to be like a baby. One meal in, one meal out, like a bird.
Right.
And so now what you do while you take chelation is you up your fiber intake now. So now the fiber, which is the roughage, the cellulose, that can now do the same thing that it later. It scrubs, like a sandpaper. It scrubs out the colon. It scrubs you and keep your body efficient. That's what it is. Chelation only... Something, you know, because of toxicity, mold exposure, stress, which is emotional, but it permeates because of the cortisol. It causes oxidative stress, and then it causes acid to spew. And so we need to do a cleanse over the years. Like negative people being around a lot of intense chronic stress, that permeates on a physical level and it impacts the physiological and biological component of the body. So we have to do a detox at least once a year, a cellular, intracellular chelation, not no laxative. I'm talking about a deep cell cleanse. And while you do that, with the view of saying, okay, I'm gonna scale back of XYZ, and I'm gonna incorporate now organic vegetables, which is gonna replace the need for chelation, for me to be dependent on chelation.
Right. Now, I want to ask about some other things. We have some questions from the texters. 422-4796, 422-4796, if you have a question for Jamal Monker. But when I spoke to you a while back, and we were sitting down, we were doing the consultation over Zoom, and we talked about diet, talked about what I felt like I wanted help with, and then what I didn't think about and you asked me about was stress. Right? You know, I told you I'm drinking too much, I want to stop, which cutting out the alcohol helps. A great deal. It's difficult, but it helps.
Yeah.
But you said, what about the stress? And here's what happens. You get the stress, and then you want to drink because it'll, like, relieve your stress.
Yeah,
but then it's...
Right.
Yeah. So...
Hey, how you doing?
All right. So you were like, what about your stress? And I didn't think about it because... I think we talked about this before. I didn't think about it because sometimes you live with something for so long that you feel it's supposed to be a part of you.
You make something extraordinary, ordinary.
Right, yeah. And so I felt stressed out all the time, and I was like, but stress is just life. I just have a stressful job. I have a stressful life. People pull at me all the time.
Some people say, you may catch yourself saying to people, and people love the way how you analyze situation and the way you deal with Calvin, the stuff topics. As a social commentator, they look at this and say, wow, Juan is so good. But guess what? What you have done was, you say to people, listen, boy, would it take to stress me out? They'll kill you. And that's the problem.
Right.
Because now you've made something that is abnormal.
Right.
You've
made
it normal.
Right.
And then you say, this is my level of tension.
I have a high threshold.
This is my threshold.
Yeah. No,
and to you, you're saying that's normal because you did it for years.
Mm-hmm.
But the body is saying, hold up now. Wait a minute.
Right. Because you got to be able, and what I learned is, not to say slack off, fall down, but what you can finish today, man... Let's set that down and try to deal with it tomorrow.
Listen, if you're in your job and you're trying to work and try to appease other people and you get sick, you go to the hospital, they say, why didn't you take a week off, man? Why you didn't? Why?
You really right.
And when you, if you go in terms of expire your life, before your chair get cold,
right.
Someone else will be sitting,
else in there,
they'll
right.
take that
yeah.
place.
Well, I'll tell you, like, if when I leave here, 30 seconds. Won't go by before someone calls me, someone messages me, they want your attention. And so what I have at my home, I have like, I get messages from the radio station, this person wants you to contact them, I get emails, this person wants you to contact, and I often write them down. And by the time I find myself getting around to it, it's like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like, I can't call anybody at this time of night. And so it's very difficult to give up. And so what I try to do is try to compartmentalize the stress and not take it all on all the time.
You need an outlet. Everyone needs an outlet to diffuse the stress, because if you don't do it, you're going to implode.
Right. And here's the thing. And I believe this to be true because it worked for me. I think there's a real, something real to this mind-body connection. Like when your mind's not right, like it affects your body, you know? So, and stress is a major part of it.
And nutrition plays a role too, because if you're lacking magnesium, your ability to cope, you become neurotic, you become somebody that's, you have a shorter patient, you release stress a lot. I seen a case where a gentleman, he reprimand somebody who worked for him, and he had a heart attack, and he died right on the spot.
Wow.
And I've seen cases where persons went to the hospital, what they call white coat syndrome, right? And his pressure went up to the ceiling, and they said, "Boy, we have to triple your medication strength. We have to triple the dose." He went home, relaxed, watched a comedy movie, checked his pressure, and his pressure was normal.
Wow. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Just being in the environment.
So had he take that medicine now that is so strong,
right,
it could have bring his pressure so low that it impact his kidneys.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And
right,
so that's what we have now in this problem, in this country.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So we got CMOS, we got chelation.
And
we got the healing tonic I wanted to talk about. Now we got to take a break. Okay, before we take the break, let me ask this. This person says, Juan, I unfortunately turned in late. I'm gluten-free. Can you ask them if they make gluten-free bread and have gluten-free vegan options?
Yeah, we cater to FTX. We do catering for FTX.
Oh,
and yeah, and one of the order that they have requests is they want gluten-free pastas. They want gluten-free items. And so we have catered to their needs in terms of creating gluten-free options. And so we have gluten-free spaghetti, we have gluten-free bread. There's different ways you can do it. Yeah, you can do that. But
what you gave me, was that gluten-free?
Spelt do have gluten, but the chickpea is gluten-free. That's
okay.
Within that.
Okay.
Right? So the thing is, it's a fine line. Like I said, once you have 5% grain in your diet, then that should suffice in creating this balance or maintaining the balance into you. But when you get eaten, like behemoths, where we put a bowl of rice on our plate. If you look at the average behemoth Sunday dinner, we have a bowl of rice that constitute most of the plate.
Right.
And then oftentimes we have chicken, pork chop, and fish on one plate. Yeah. Right. Remember now, the rice take up the whole plate.
Yeah.
And then the side dish would be the vegetable.
Right.
It should be the other way around. The vegetables and the rice should be the side dish.
But I'm of the school of thought that you don't need to have rice every day.
You don't. And it's because it's not about quantity, it's about quality. And so if you were eating, for instance, my heaviest meal is 12 p.m., between 12 to 2. And I have no appetite in the evening. Why? So somebody outside looking in would be like, boy, you can lose weight. And the old people say, fall away. You're going to fall away. But it's not that. Because of the amount of nutrients that I get in that meal, it sustains me, and I can do the intermittent fasting, meaning I don't eat after 8 p.m. If I do, it'll be something light, it'll be some fruits. And in the morning, I'll have some CMOS shake or some cucumber juice. Sometimes I put some apple cider vinegar to clean the system out. I use some black pepper or whatnot because it has pepperine that helps to absorb stuff like turmeric. If you're using curcumin or wild turmeric, curcuma aromatica, which is wild turmeric, doesn't absorb in the body. The body only receives turmeric when you have black pepper with it, or what they call, or peppery. Not really active to absorb it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 2,000% more absorbent when you use black pepper with it.
Excellent.
Yeah, all right. So that's just something I would do in the morning to fire up my system, to fire my cells, the neurons, and to get going.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to take a break real quick. We're here with Healing Tonic. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Healing Tonic. I know you get a cat. You know what? I never tried a cat island.
What?
All right, but anyway, we'll talk about that when we get back. Stay tuned.
Fidelity. how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
To anyone interested in managing their personal finances, Sunshine Finance is offering interest-free and payment-free loans. You will be charged 0% interest until January 2023. You can keep all of this year's loan payments up to and including December. This interest-free, payment-free offer is limited to loans booked with Sunshine Finance in August only. If any of this can assist you, contact us at apply@sunshinefinanceltd.com. Sunshine Finance, we're your leader in private lending.
Opa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm here with Jamal Monker at New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food. All these people coming because of me, or they just, you're getting crowded. All right, so let me tell you something. This is a segue, right? How you doing? All is good. You can't tell me you know God, you know. Like, I was just talking about how I feel like my hair is thinning on top.
People listening.
And someone came, and she was in your store, and she brought me a whole package full of stuff to try.
That's amazing.
I'm going to try it. Yeah. If I'm getting results, thank you for this. If I get results, I'm gonna, no charge. You can come on, and we can talk about this. So I'm going to try this, all right? Because I kind of lord it over my cousins, because they're you know, like, half bald. And I can't. Right. So I can't. Right. Exactly. All right. So we're at New Life. All right. Let's talk about the special healing tonic. Now, I got some questions for you in the text, but let's talk about it.
Okay. So the special healing tonic is one of our flagship. Of course, we have the flagship. We call it the Dynamic Trio. CMOS, healing tonic, chelation.
Right.
Dynamic Trio. But the healing tonic is just as popular, if not even more popular, than the CMOS. Now,
really?
Now, for starters, the healing tonic tastes really bad. It's really, really bitter.
As does the collision.
But it's really flies off the shelf. So why is something taste so horrible, so popular? Mm-hmm. And no behemoths. We don't like abuse. So for us to pay for abuse, right, some must be working. But let me say this. The healing tonic, the special healing tonic, 13 years we've been selling that to the Bohemian public. And I've seen persons with hypertension who've been on pressure pills for 27 years come off their medication, not by me, by a decree or declaration, but by the doctor telling them, yeah, you're, we got to cut down your pill, this and that. We've seen amazing work as it relates to high blood pressure. We just had a lady in here just leave here and so that the healing tonic took off her blood pressure. Her pressure is normal now because of the special healing tonic.
Can you do that in concert with, like, what? Like, make sure you eat certain types of foods? Because when I got, when they put me on blood pressure medication, they were like, okay, well, ease up on the salt. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. You don't like salt like that, you know? And then when I went back and it wasn't as well regulated, they referred me to a dietitian. Well, I never went, but, you know.
Well, healing, well, high blood pressure is two words, remember? It's a compound word, hyper. Tension. There's hyper tension. There's a lot of tension in the body. So we need to ease the tension. And when you check somebody's pressure, you are not checking their arms. You are actually gauging to see how hard the heart is working. And so if you are anaerobic or asphyxiated state where you have low oxygen content in your blood, the heart going to pump more blood. So with the healing tonic, it's going to give you oxygen. It have a lot of iron, a lot of iron. So it's going to give you a... Now, I'm not talking about the iron to constipate you. Ferrous sulfate. It's going to give you a natural iron that is plant-based that is going to ramp up your oxygen content in the blood. And so now the heart is going to relax. Now, there's two causes of pressure. Atherosclerosis or blockage or stress. And stress, which is lifestyle, you have a stressful job, a deadline to meet, all of these expectations on a sustained basis can keep your pressure level elevated. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have ischemic or you have clogged arteries, then you're going to need some serious help. Right. You're going to need some chelation. You're going to need us to take the jackhammer.
Right.
And we need to chisel. Yeah, we're going to have to chisel chisel your inside up. Mm-hmm. And so that's a different conversation as opposed to their stress. Mm-hmm. But they go hand in hand because they can compound each other. In other words, if you have blockage and stress, then it's a double whammy.
Right.
So with the healing tonic, you have magnesium as well in that. Mm-hmm. That calms and relaxes the nerve,
right,
that relax the system along, like you say, with the food. And again, you can take healing tonic, but if you have a lot of stress, the healing tonic will not help you.
Right.
So you have to find a way to bring balance into your life. Be around positive people. Exercise in the gym, because when you exercise, by the way, as there's a research done that states that when you do strength training, it strengthens your heart.
Right.
When you have a high heart attack, in ischemic condition, it actually is the best thing to strengthen your heart, strength training.
Right.
So if you have a weak heart or you just had a heart attack, when you exercise, change your diet, reduce your stress level, and take the healing tonic,
right,
that is the recipe for reversal of your condition. And that's the recipe to heal your condition. Because I don't care what the disease is, as long as there's life, there's hope. And your body can begin the process of... And these healing tonic is not designed for you to take every single day of your life, you know. These are just something that boosts the system so that the body can heal itself. The body always heals itself.
Well, the thing about it is, when you gave me the package, you're like, well, I'll come get the package, right? Well, I heard you on Lang Show.
Okay.
And that's why I hit you up.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
I was like, because I like to listen to Lang Show, you know. And I was like, that's why I hit you up. Keep yelling, Grand Bahama or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hit you up and you were like, okay, well, let's do the consultation. You're like, all right, so I'm going to give you a package and go get the package. And you gave me the package and I took it. And it was only for like 2 weeks and I started feeling a lot better.
Yeah.
And then we went from there. And so I took the CMOS. I work out, yeah, 5 days a week.
I will publicly applaud you and tip my hat to you because when you and I have a photo with you and I take at the photo,
right,
at the studio.
Right.
We did the first dab.
Right.
And you were, one of those photos you were, I wouldn't say obese, you were overweight.
Right, yeah.
And then when I took another photo with you, you had muscle and you was like all into the gym.
Right.
And I was like, wow, that's amazing. So if you take the healing tonic, the CMOS, you do the detox, but then in your mindset changed now.
Mm-hmm.
You said, you know what, I don't want to go back there no more.
Right.
But that's a mindset change.
Right.
And it requires discipline.
Right.
It requires consistency.
You got to.
All right. So we got a couple of questions for you. It's asking, where can they pick up the healing tonic? Right here at New Life Natural Cell Vegetation in the East Street Independence Park Plaza. It's where Dunkin' Subway AID, you just turn in there. Old Fort Bay, or Old Fort Bay. They got a great store at Old Fort Bay. I like Old Fort. I'm not knocking East Street, right? Old Fort Bay, I feel like money, you know what I mean?
But you can dine. You can sit outside with your family, and you can dine.
Right.
At the Old Fort Bay location.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so hold on. I got another question here for you. This is from, this says, Juan, ask your guests about persons who, not who want to lose weight, but the reverse. I've been bony for a long time, tried everything trying to gain weight, but can't.
You're talking to the person. You remember, Juan, how small I used to be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've gained, for those who know me, who see me and be like, wow, I didn't recognize you. I've gained actually 50 pounds, 50
really?
Plus pounds.
Wow.
When I started the gym, I weighed 115, 120 pounds. Now I'm borderline almost 180,
wow.
Just muscles.
Right.
And so what I did was I realized I wasn't eating enough. And I realized my metabolism was fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I was burning more calories than I was retaining. So
right.
What I ate more, and I started incorporating more protein. So I ate more quinoa. Amaranth, by the way, gives you more calories for buck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have an issue with your thyroid, you're going to have issues with your weight. You don't care how much you eat. You're not going to, that's like how it costs you to not lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, when it's hyperactive,
right.
You're not going to be able to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And if your gut flora, your gut biome is not balanced, if there's an impediment or impairment in your gut, then the body can't absorb the nutrients that cause you to put on the weight. Because essentially, nutrients is what allows your body and the muscles to build, allows your system to thrive. And so when you malnourish, you look malnourished. You're skinny. And people are like, boy, you look sick. You look malnourished.
Right.
But you need to put on some weight.
Right.
That is indicative. That is a sign of malnourishment.
Right.
You know, so even though you say, I'm not malnourished, I eat a lot of food. I was malnourished because I didn't eat the right quantity, the right balance of
right,
my food.
Right, right, right.
And so what I did was I incorporated more protein. For those persons who eat fish, salmon, wild-caught salmon, is a great source of protein because it gives you omega-3,
right.
Which is alpha-linolenic acid. It gives you a lot of protein, lean protein.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a safe form of protein if you want to put on weight. I would recommend that. Also, the flaxseeds oil for vegans is a great source of alpha-linolenic acid or omega-3 acids. So it gives you that, and it gives you all of the essential fatty acids. It gives you a lot of fiber, so it gives you an efficient bowel system.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely recommend that person that want to gain weight is to eat more protein into their diet. And incorporate more grains such as the quinoa and the amaranth. In addition to that now, you got to incorporate strength training. Because when you go to the gym and you start strength training, what happens is it stimulates appetite. It stimulates muscle growth. And so you start to gain weight really, really fast. But if you're eating healthy and you're not active, you're not exercising, you're not going to gain no weight.
All right, that's one question. We got another question here. This is, can you ask Jamal if the flavored sea moss and goji berries are back in stock? I left my name months ago, but I haven't received any message yet.
The sea moss and goji berry?
The flavored sea moss and goji berries. I think they're talking about two separate things.
Oh, the flavored sea moss, we have it in stock now. We have ginger, lime in stock, and we're going to get the soursop back in soon. Yeah. Oh man, that's people love that. We have those two flavors now, but because we've been doing an extensive, aggressive marketing campaign on the ginger lime, that's been flying off the shelf. You know, so we're trying to be more consistent, to have it on a consistent basis. But right now, as we speak, I'm looking at the ginger lime flavored sea moss on the shelf right now.
Excellent. All right.
And the goji berry, I think.
This says, how long does the sea moss last in the fridge?
You can, at the day of purchase, you can have the sea moss for 3 months. Day of purchase, 3 months.
Now, I want to talk about, let me ask this question first. I want to talk about the cat island tonic. But this says, hey, big bro, ask his views on black seed oil, please and thank you. Yeah, I've heard of black. I have no idea what it is. Yeah,
the black seed oil is good because it gives you the inflammatory properties. It fights inflammation.
So people with inflammation, all of us to some degree have inflammation. As we know, inflammation is basically the cause of all disease. So the black seed oil is excellent for that. But you have to be careful because not all black seed are like, make sure the black seed oil is in a black or dark or an opaque bottle. All oil should be. All oils, including black seed oil, should be in a black or opaque bottle because they become rancid really fast from light. And if you consume something with rancidity, it creates free radical in the body, which causes, as you know, uncontrolled mitosis, which is the genesis of cancer. Mm-hmm. So make sure your black seed oil is in an opaque or on a dark green or dark black bottle.
Okay. Opaque, dark black. Okay. It says, hey, you talking about health, bro, fast food line, 25 cars long.
So it's a pharmacy.
Yeah, so right, exactly. There's a line in the pharmacy, too, right? The hospital line out the door, right? Exactly. Yeah. But how do you, because here's what I had to do. And, you know, what I did may not work for everybody, but I had to, like, I had to shut everything down, right? So I went, some people got to wean, right? Because even with me shutting everything down, I still, like, I just had pastry.
But if somebody has stroke cancer, if somebody have a severe case of diabetes, they can't be playing around with no weaning. They got the cold turkey.
Right.
But if somebody just, you know, want to maintain a healthy lifestyle, then they can work. They can work. Now, listen, I go to the farmer's market every Saturday.
That's what I was going to ask you.
And there's a long line of people there, too, not only fast food. So it tells me that persons now are waking up. Right. Because when I try to get my sugar apple, it's a long line to get sugar apple.
Right. You know, and you know what I've started doing? Because I'm going to have to go to the farmer's market, too.
Yeah.
Because my wife pushes, like, fruit and vegetables a lot, right? But here's the problem, and I don't want nobody to get mad at me. I'm just saying what I've observed, is that 2 days after I buy the fruit out of whatever fruit store it is, it starts going bad, right? But the natural fruit, it lasts longer. I've had, like, some good avocados. Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me take a moment out to give a shout-out to Fine Threads in Alupra. He sent me back on Bahamas there with a bag full of avocados. I've had avocado almost every meal, Kermit. I made some guacamole the other day, right? And I came back last Wednesday, and I still got a couple of avocados left, and they're just right. But anyway, and plantain he gave me, too.
So the farmer's market on Glasson Road, and then the government is doing a good job in terms of the BAIC, the exchange, because sometimes I go to exchange, and what I found they've been doing, I speak to one of the managers there, and she told me they've been engaging the farmers. On the islands, they've been engaging. So I've been getting watermelon from Cat Island.
What?
I've been getting dili. I've been getting the native bananas. I went yesterday and I got from the exchange, I got some avocado. I got about 6 native avocados.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I love what they are doing. And we just need to push more and advocate more for persons to support those farmers at those markets. Because, you know, when I go there, I say, oh, what's on sale today? What nature have on sale today for me?
They have
a fire sale going on.
Exactly.
What they have on sale today?
Right.
They say, well, nature only give me some yari mango.
Right.
Or they only give me some dili. And, you know, they tell me I have to wait 3 months for that new shipment to come in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it only grow once a year. So you got to wait. So you can manufacture. Yeah. And that's the best thing to do.
Well, that's how Chef Simeon Hall Jr. say we used to eat, you know, in a seasonal basis.
Big up, Chef.
It says, my one question is, should I do the Cat Island restoration or the special healing tonic? So let's talk about the Cat Island. That's the one thing I haven't tried.
So the Cat Island is, even though it helps with pressure and parasites in the body and improve circulation, the Cat Island tonic is a great aphrodisiac. So for persons with erectile dysfunction, male, and female with low libido, so it's unisex. It helps. I had a situation in Freeport where I had to tell the staff, I said, now, y'all can't have no more of this Cat Island tonic. I ban y'all. Because every single one of them got pregnant. So it increased fertility. And the men would come by. I had a guy with he had a pacemaker in his heart. And he had erectile dysfunction because the medication, it made him a dead in the water. And he said he feel like a shell of a man. And he told me, he said, now listen, I know I like the thunder strike, but please don't run out of that Cat Island tonic. He said his wife, which is a young lady, remember, he's in the 70s. It's a young lady.
Right.
He said, man, she told me, don't you ever run out of that. Keep that. And he came to me. And he put pressure on me. So the Cat Island tonic, even though it helps with pressure, is more of an aphrodisiac for male and female.
Right.
It helps with fertility. But it also got parasite because it have the shepherd needle, it have jack mada,
okay,
which they used to use for worm,
right.
But it also have bulgrass and stiff sea. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't say it on the radio. It have stiff sea in it, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Are you leaving out something today? For the pressure.
For the pressure.
Right.
Pressure bus pipe, eh?
Right, exactly. All right, so my next question, before we get to take a little break, is...
Oh, sorry. But the healing tonic. The healing tonic specifically.
Yeah, like, is it Cat Island or healing tonic?
No, the healing tonic is more.
It's different.
The healing tonic is better for building the blood, replenishing the blood supply, oxygenating the blood. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, it's a better choice for hypertension. Now, when you combine the both of them, you get faster results.
Okay. You come get some for your hair. Yeah, you got a lot more work to do than me. This how you spell boy? Oh, this is a bit. This how you spell the Bahamian boy? What you base this on? Frankie Javago Young.
So
you know,
yes.
He's from Topham Bay.
Lenny Scavala from Topham Bay?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I didn't know he's from Topham Bay.
Cousin, my daddy is born in Topham Bay.
Really?
Yeah, my grandmother's name was Harriet Nottage.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, my grandmother and grandfather were born in Topham Bay.
Well, yeah. Wow, we have a legend, man. I don't think we give more respect, homage to our living legends and musicians and entertainers who, you know, contribute so much to the country.
Absolutely.
You got to keep them healthy, man.
No, absolutely. So you came with hair stuff, or you're just kidding me? No. Here, let's talk it. All right. This is the way it's spelled, buddy.
I like that.
I don't know the title, but this was supposed to be the title of that CD.
Is that just how we say boy? I meant to bring, like, someone on to talk about our language.
That's the way you spell it.
They
were saying B-U-Y, B-U-I, B-O-U. No, B-O-Y, that's boy.
Right.
B-C-B-Y, boy. B-U-I-G-H.
B-U-I-G-H, that's how you spell boy. All right. Good. I'm gonna try to make it happen.
I have it on radio on some T-shirts.
Excellent. All right, good. Thank you for that. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah,
you
had
the show.
Yeah, man, this show is good.
Get some, he recommends the Cat Island, so...
Yeah. You'll be fine on all cylinders.
Right, exactly. So before we do have to take a little break, but before I ask you that, I want to ask about kids.
Yeah.
Like, can they take the products?
Oh, yeah. For starters, like my son, he loved the spaghetti. They love the quinoa. But I make a sea moss. They love the ginger lemonade. They love the soursop. Mm-hmm. I mean, they literally sit down and eat that. Right. And you're talking about seasonal food. There's also seasonal disease like flu that comes in season.
Right. They pick up any bug?
Yeah.
They, like, got it.
So this would fortify... naturally their system. I'm not a big proponent of nutraceutical supplemental stuff unless it's an emergency situation
for children.
So my thing is, if you can give them vitamin C in a natural form, you can give them zinc and all these different things through their food that they eat, and that's how it should be. Your food should be your medicine, adults. And we consume food to nourish our body. Our kids should be consuming eating mangoes and getting the natural juices and the gooseberry juice, and we should be blending up our mix and giving it to them.
Absolutely.
And if they don't like it, we have to fashion it in a way that tricks them and they like it.
It's agave. It'll make a lot of dreams come true, man. It's really, you know, something.
The agave, yeah, you can use the agave. And like, I use cactus. You know, the cactus, the pod, the green pod. I use the cactus. I blend that up and I mix that up with some shepherd needle and some kale, and I put some ginger and lime. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my son drink it, and he love it. He don't even know shepherd needle in that. That's Kid Island?
Say we out of stock. Oh, the hair tonic. Okay. Okay. Then you call, ask for Jamal. He straightened you out. All right. Excellent. Right. He said when he met Jamal, he was slimmer. All right. Great to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Lauderdale.
And we'll be right back here at New Life Natural Cell Food Vegetation. Stay tuned.
Food is made to make you crave. Crave our pretzel BLT burger or Chipotle crunch for only $5 each. Our Chipotle crunch chicken sandwich is covered in crispy jalapenos, Chipotle aioli, cheddar cheese sauce, and much more. Or bite into our pretzel BLT with fresh beef, cheddar cheese sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and smoky honey mustard sauce on a pretzel bun. Restrictions apply. Eat and earn reward members. Remember to scan or swipe to earn points. Wendy's, different inside and out.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Carrie's Fabrics and Uniform Store wants to get you ready for back to school. Find ready-made uniforms and uniform fabrics for all schools in the Bahamas. Carrie's also sells skirts, blouses, shirts, jumpers, boys' shorts, and pants. You can even have your uniform skirts custom made. At Carrie's, also find school bags, school supplies, socks, and underwear. That's Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. Call 393-0758.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're at New Life Natural Cell Food Natural Vegetation Cell Food. Yeah. Right? All right. Yeah. I got it. So, and we're talking with Jamal Monker. Listen, they got a ton of products that are vegan, all right, that are gluten-free, sugar-free. You know, they use all natural products. They got not only things that you can eat, but they got hygiene products. They got soap. They got lotion. They got other things to nourish you. And they also have the supplements to keep your body working like it needs to be. You know, I noticed this the other day, right? And I'm not clowning because I was among them, right? And when I was growing up, like, you would see, like, women who had a little weight on them. But you notice now you see, like, a lot of men, like, in their 20s, like, young men who have, like, a lot of weight on them and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, like, they just don't have the tools to know that they should operate a certain weight.
If somebody if somebody's overweight as a man, if you have a extended protrusion in his waist, you know, from this distension, you're going to notice you're going to have a back problem.
Right.
So you'll see more cases of back problem that you may not have seen in the 80s. And then you may have knee problem because there's now more weight on the knee.
Right.
And so we see a lot of cases now with persons with knee problem and persons with back problem because they're carrying this extra extended waist.
Right.
And that's something that just simple little changes can address.
Because a lot of people just don't have the knowledge, you know, is what it is. Like me, I didn't, you know what I mean? I had to go, like, do my own deep dive.
Yeah.
But it's like that.
You never put it back on.
No, I kept going, you know what I mean? So, right, like, I'm still not, I was hardcore, totally, you know what I mean? But I added back in things that I could live with that wouldn't make me go crazy.
Man, listen, I want to encourage my fellow behemoths. We are a group of strong people.
Absolutely.
Our men, growing up, men were always strong, strapped men. You know, when I see somebody that's supposed to be strapped and strong, they limp in because of gout, which is very painful, uric acid from red meat. And I see men with a stroke, or it just looked frail. Mm-hmm. I grew up in an era in Cat Island where men were, in the 80s, they were strong.
Right.
They walk upright, alpha,
right.
Alpha.
Right.
But to see the state of health now is really, really saddening.
Right.
And I'm here today with one today to tell you that there is hope. We can change that. Let's bring back a society. We can't march. We can't protest. We're talking about politics. If we have gout, if we have diabetes, if we can't even remember there was supposed to be a protest today,
right.
Because of the medication we're on.
Right. Yeah.
Because of memory loss is one of the side effects of the drugs we are taking.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So
we
need now to begin the process of focusing on health.
Right.
We can't talk about revolution or evolution,
right.
Or whatever.
You ain't gonna be up for it.
You have to focus on your health. And,
exactly.
And I wanna challenge my brothers and my sisters today that's listening to me to take back your health. Begin the process of analyzing yourself. Do a self-inspection and realize that it's self-inflicted.
Right.
We are harming ourselves with knife and fork and handkerchief.
Right.
We are eating 3-course meal, 11 o'clock in the night.
Well, we were talking about the spate of murders the other day. Some of the journalists, you know, and they were like, man, this gun violence is crazy. Where are we headed as a country? And I was like, you know, I'm very distraught by what's happened with gun violence. But the fork is killing more people every day than guns kill all year long.
And, you know, if you're on dialysis because of diabetes and hypertension, you can't even travel,
right.
Because you have to be by the nail machine as a risk.
Right.
So it impacts and it's creating orphans. You're talking about gun violence creating orphans?
Right.
You know people cancer cause orphans? Mm-hmm. Listen, book a consultation, come in today, speak with a rep, and we can begin the process of assisting you. Email me at bushmedicineman@gmail.com, or you can call the number here, 323-6080 or 6081, or we in the West at Old Fort Bay. 377-5034. That's 5034. And begin the process of asking questions. You're not nagging us, you know.
Right.
We want you to nag us. We want you to engage us so we can begin the process of assisting you on your health.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Jamal. You know, it's a great experience being here out to New Life. One last question, two last questions. Need to ask, which agave is the best?
There's an agave called volcanic agave,
uh-huh.
And that has a very low glycemic index. So even as a diabetic, it will not negatively impact or spike your sugar level.
Okay.
It's called volcanic agave.
Volcanic
yes.
Agave. All right.
Last one asks for your email address.
bushmedicineman@gmail.com. The easiest email to remember.
bushmedicineman@gmail.com. All right. Kermie, you straight?
You
want some Martin Waburger?
I want to say thank you, Juan, for...
Thank you for inviting me.
For coming down here and also for taking care of yourself because oftentimes, you know, the information, it ricochet and it doesn't resonate.
Right.
But for you, it seems as if...
Right. No, I'm saying, yeah.
I want to live, bro.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. I lost my dad at 66. I don't want that to be my kids.
And you got the producer.
I can get him straight. Don't worry about him. I got him. All right. All right. That's going to do it for the show today, guys. Anku is rounding out Fridays in August for me. So I'm going to take back over Fridays. Well, let me not commit to that 100%. But Anku Sarah will be here on tomorrow. And so, Lord willing, I'll see you guys all on Monday. Take care. Come down here. I'm going to give you my recipe, sea moss, special healing tonic, chelation. I'm going to go grab some Cat Island tonic and see what all the hype's about.
Again. I'm gonna be the Godfather.
There you go. All right, guys. Have a great day, Bahamas.